Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, Freakos, glad you're here and ready to hear us unfiltered for 15 minutes, perhaps, or something like that. It is Matt and Ramona, as you know, and it's Matt Harris and Ramona Holloway on Facebook or the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Eric is here, producer Eric Kelly. You can find him on Facebook. Squatch is here, real name Max. And we begin, we're going to be talking, by the way, we get down to, at the end of this podcast, on some signs that you might be telling your neighborhood, you're a swinger. We'll also talk about some issues I have with funerals. But we start with fashion and
three fellas.
Hey, I had fashionable shoes today.
Yes, you did. Yes,
because
you did.
I picked them.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But I did tell you, Eric, when you joined the show, I told you that Matt was going to be using you as his fashion consultant. Did you believe me?
I not to say that I didn't believe you, but the expectation of it was there. So I was okay with not being that. But now that I see the proof is in the pudding.
So I'm now okay. That he hands you his phone and says, pick out a shirt for me. I need to look good.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, Matthew.
Except
use me.
You didn't, but you didn't help. You said these are all terrible. Don't stop it there.
But see, that's important because he's telling you that where you're shopping isn't even right.
Well, I have no
that
other option.
You need to change.
Yeah.
Express the places where you find clothes in order to find better looks.
I have coupons that are cheap. I know it fits me.
No.
Steph Curry shops there. It says at least he advertises that
exactly.
He does.
Exactly. He don't shop there. They pay him.
But I remember I still want to be like, you know.
What? You want to be like Mike?
Yeah.
No.
Aww. Yeah. So how does your family feel about your look?
Well, I pulled up my... on my phone, different outfits and things, because Addie, who's 15, just hates anything me or Amy wear. She's like, and so I was
she doesn't like mom and dad's looks.
Looks, yes. Or if she does like it, like she'll say to Amy, like, that'd be okay if you were like 20 years younger. That's how our house rolls.
Ouch.
But it's respectful.
The honesty.
Burn.
Yeah, well, she'll say maybe a little nicer, but I'll interpret it as So I handed her the phone and was going through the same pictures that Eric was looking at.
This Addie's, Eric is the second person to tell you, please don't shop there.
No, but
it doesn't matter that you have a coupon.
And there's no other places to shop. I don't know where you go. Anyway, so yes, I don't even know where to shop. I don't know if I don't shop there, I don't know where to go.
I can name a list
Target,
of places. Whatever. Actually, don't sleep on Target.
I'm not sleeping
don't
on Target, but the outfits never. Anyway,
Target can be amazing.
It doesn't
I could go
me.
In Walmart and make an outfit, Matt.
I don't,
you just
got to
know.
That's what I don't know, though.
It.
I need simple walk in. There's a mannequin. Give me that.
No. What's the look you're going for? Tell us about. Tell us how
so
you
I told
want to
Addie,
look.
I told Addie. Amy's like, "Why aren't you showing me?" I said, "Well, you're kind of busy, and she's young, and she'll like tell me because I want to be cool and hip." And Avery looks up from whatever she was doing. My 11-year-old is like, "Well, first thing first, if you say the words cool and hip, you aren't cool and hip." Like, all right, you go back to reading or whatever you were doing.
Oh, she's such a savage.
Yes,
she's such a savage. Made. But guess what? She's right.
She's right.
If you tell people, I want to look cool and hip, you're probably closer to breaking a hip than looking hip.
How would I describe it then?
You want to be fashionable. You want to be stylish.
I didn't want not to wear 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
No, Matthew, you want to capture your own attention. That's what you want to do.
Can I tell you what a problem I have with all these places is? Ones you look up online.
Mm-hmm.
They always make fashion with people putting on like stuff that's just going to make you sweat. There's all these people, even in the summer, you look at these, they all have some sort of like denim coat on or a jacket or a thing. Everybody's wearing something heavy. Like, what are you doing, people? I'm in the South. I'm not wearing this.
What, you just want a tank top and
a tie? Yes, I do. I want a tank top. Fishnet tank top.
The old Avril Lavigne look. Yeah. I just want to wear a tank top and a tie.
Yeah,
that's
it. A skater boy. Now, visit you later.
He says that I can't wear a shirt and a tie without a jacket, and that's a bunch of crap right there.
That's not a
Okay, here's what I think when I see a guy who has on a shirt and tie with no jacket. I assume he's the intern at the bank.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, maybe I am.
You're not.
No, you're not. You're not the intern at the bank.
I want to be an intern somewhere.
You're Matt of the Matt and Ramona show.
I can't wear a suit coat.
It's
hot. But I thought a tie.
Well, you're either the intern at the bank or you're that one guy going to his grandma's funeral who doesn't own a suit.
Exactly. Do you want to be that guy?
I don't want to buy a lot of suits, though, either. And I don't want to wear a suit coat.
Buy a lot of suits. You can buy one suit
and
dress up a suit.
And a guy can wear the same suit over and over again. Yeah. I know TV anchors who wear the same suit every night with a different shirt and tie.
Exactly.
But me, they'd be like, oh, same suit guy. And I don't know what to wear. I don't even know what to wear. I don't even know what. Like, you always wear, like, some sort of coat or something. I don't wear a damn coat. What is this, a polar eclipse? Or what is there,
a polar eclipse?
Polar Express. I don't know.
I'm only wearing a coat because we get here at 3 a.m. What do you mean?
And it's cold in the studio.
Exactly.
I know, but Swatch is wearing hoodie, and he's not hot.
Swatch is, yes, but everything I look up online, like, cool and hip clothes, dad and stuff.
I need coolhipdad.com. Yeah. And anything I find is going to be the opposite of making me look like a cool hip dad.
I have no idea even where to find stuff, if I'd ever.
You know what?
So can Eric put together a look for you from head to toe?
I don't have time for that.
Yes, I can. It's my personal project right now. For anybody listening,
can you do it under $300?
Yes, I can do it for under $300.
$200.
Okay. He's going to try to work you down. Okay, can you do it for $350? I'm talking about $3.50.
Plus, I have buy one shirt, get half off.
Because you know he considers it treating people when he takes in the QT. So just think about what his budget looks like.
And I'll let you buy yourself a shirt, $20 or under.
Oh, my.
Buy yourself a shirt at Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. Yes, I don't know what to tell you. But it's a mess, and I don't like it because now all of a sudden I'm not even remotely like I look at Banana Republic and Express. I see these guys. Look at these mothers wearing their damn jackets in the summertime and stuff.
Why?
And all these other I don't know.
There are breathable fabrics.
I know.
Your linen, your seersucker. They're very
linen,
breathable.
I heard wrinkles a lot. Someone told me. I don't know. Anyway, I got to figure out what to wear on my pants. I have a problem with pants right now, but that's
what's your pants problem?
Fit and things like that. And I don't know. My waist seems to go up and down and down and up and around. I don't know. Nothing. I give up. I'm just going to go with wear a barrel with suspenders.
dare you.
Don't do that.
I dare you to wear the barrel with suspenders.
Is that even something people know about?
Where did that reference even come from?
I don't know how I pulled that up.
1922.
But it seems like, I know. No one's over there like talking and be like, what are you? Does anyone know? Hey, Squatch, 22. I'm going to pull him in here to see. Do you know what I have to say? The barrel and suspenders. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
See?
Of course not.
Okay. Eric, did you know?
No.
Oh, jeez, he's played along. No one knows like a barrel and suspenders anymore, huh?
No. No.
Wait, I'm going to try to pull it up.
Oh, no.
Because.
No. Stop.
Yeah, just so you know what I'm talking about, I thought maybe that's just, like, it wasn't even in my time, but I figured barrel and.
Suspenders. Here it is.
You found it?
Yeah. Okay. It's mainly from a cartoon. From cartoons.
Right.
Yeah. From way back in the 30s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Let me see what it looked like.
Here you go, right here.
Yeah. See?
And the question on this particular website is, did people ever really wear wood barrels with suspenders?
I would hope not.
But you never even saw a picture like that before?
No.
Really?
I mean, not in real life. I would have, a cartoon, but
the
I wouldn't have
bankruptcy seen. Barrel, some people call it.
Bankruptcy barrel.
Yeah, look at that guy. He looks cool and hip, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't.
The barrel. Anyway, shush it. I'll figure something out. I've got this charity thing I got to dress for. I gotta go.
Sure you will.
So, speaking of fashion, we'll slide right into that. The Eric went to a funeral the other day, and they like matching costumes or something for it. Wasn't it matching costumes or something?
Costume.
Not
it's
costumes.
It's a funeral. It's a funeral.
Well, funeral costume. Outfit. Matching outfits.
No.
No, not matching outfits.
Okay, what is it then?
The man requested that we wear certain colors to his funeral.
Oh.
Matching costumes.
Like Crips and Blood.
No. Oh, my God.
Matt.
Are you horrible?
Flag on the play, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
We are talking about a funeral of a friend of his.
Oh, I know.
And you make
you said colors. I got scared. Colors and things.
Stop. Stop it right now.
You can never be in a serious situation with Matt. He's always going to find a way to joke about something. He is that one friend that he is always going to joke about something, no matter how serious the situation is.
And I will tell you, when my grandfather died, Matt, we weren't working together as a team at that time. So I was in my office, and Matt stuck his head in, and he goes, "Hey, I heard your grandfather died. He was old, right? Eh, he had a good run." And I was like, wait, what? How about everybody else is saying, "I'm so sorry." Like, your grandfather, he was old, right? Oh, yeah, I'm sure he had a good run.
At least he didn't stereotype your grandfather. I mean, this person isn't even technically blood of mine, but he's a blood or a Crip. What is wrong?
Okay, what colors were you wearing?
We were wearing red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Now, what are those colors, Matthew? What set you repping?
You started it.
Good United States of the Americas?
Yeah, okay. Well, you started differently. Yeah, okay. So everybody had to wear red, white, and blue?
Yes.
All, like, each, like, were certain people red, certain people white, certain people blue, or you had red, white, and blue on each person?
Red, white, and blue on each person.
Okay.
Or you could wear a flag. He said you can wear a flag pin.
Flag pin.
Have you ever been to a funeral where there was a request? Like, we would like the guests to, like, for example, my friend's mom, hats, because her mother loved hats. Or another friend, you know, everybody's wearing navy blue because it was a favorite color. Or
not that I paid attention to. I don't know. I've been fortunate not to go a lot of funerals. Kind of busy a lot of times.
That's not fortunate. That's just not caring. That's just, burying a loved one at one. Ooh, I got to stop at Walmart on the way home. It's not going to happen.
I've not heard of this outfit matching things. Is it like the reunion? Do you like, say, Smith funeral or something?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Go to a water park, throw the remains out.
I really hope my best friend does not listen to this.
No, it's not on.
I'm dead. Not you.
No, I'm glad that you. I mean, that would take a lot of the problem of dressing for a funeral out.
No, it doesn't. It creates, actually, for me, it creates a whole different level of anxiety over what to wear to the funeral. Because
retweet.
Because what I have that I wear to, let's say, the funeral where everybody's supposed to wear white, for example. The white outfit I have might be a party outfit.
Yeah.
So now I got to go shopping for something that I feel is appropriate.
Listen,
for the funeral.
I'm not going to be high maintenance after I'm dead. Wear whatever you want. Don't wear anything. I don't care. Don't even come. I care. I'm dead. If you want to make Amy feel better, knock yourself out, but that's on you.
And it is about the loved ones and how you remember.
But I'm telling Amy, don't be a pain in the ass to everybody. Tell them whatever they want.
That's not being a pain in the ass.
At all.
If you don't want to participate, you don't have to do it. It's not being a pain in the ass.
Wear whatever you damn well please. I'm not going to make you go buy anything or something. I mean, in fact, I'll hand out shirts at the door.
I dig Matt.
Yeah, I'll leave the I dig Matt shirts.
No, we'll have to change it to I dug Matt.
I dug Matt. Yeah, I dug Matt.
Because there is an actual shirt. You can check it out on the Matt Ramona Facebook page. There is an actual sweatshirt from the 90s. Embroidered, by the way, that says "I dig Matt," and it had the radio station call letters on it.
I was
so we'll have to have T-shirts made that say "I dug Matt."
Maybe I'll wear this for that charity thing. I won't have to go shopping that we talked about earlier.
Or then there might be the other people who's like, "Glad he's gone."
Yeah, glad he's gone. Shut up.
There'll be a whole line of merch.
He's quiet finally.
Because
I said to you earlier on the show that yeah, I've been to funerals and people give great stories about the dead person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess Eric, I don't know if his stories were good, but he told stories at this latest.
Yeah, I told a story.
I really, honestly, at night, I will sit there sometimes and think about, let's say Ramona dies. Or
oh, God. Or why do you keep burying
my
me?
My wife or something.
Why do I
what,
keep
what story
dying?
Am I going to tell? I'm like, God. And then I start getting pressure. And I'm like, I can't think of a story. I can't think of a story. God, I hope I go first.
So
this keeps you up at night?
Wait. If he, well, see, he's already decided that if his wife or I, or really any of us, die prematurely, he's lawyering up.
Yes, I am.
Because
yes, I am.
He knows he's a suspect.
I definitely will be a suspect.
But now he's laying awake at night because he doesn't love us enough to remember anything about us.
No,
so
I remember.
Now what is he going to say at the funeral?
I mean, I remember things. I can think of something, stories about you, but they might not be the most flattering or inspiring.
But if he's being kept up at night.
Let me tell you, I've worked with Ramona for 20 years, and one day I tell you, that woman couldn't tolerate cheese.
She walked in on me when I was pooping one time. Amen.
Oh, for real? That's a story?
Yeah, I was peeing, though, not pooping, but I was sitting. So anyway.
And here's it's so bad that actually I didn't walk in on him. Mm-hmm. He walked in on me, but he doesn't remember that.
Okay, that's right. I did walk in on you.
I am so traumatized by that moment, and it happened like 15 years ago. Yeah. I am so traumatized that to this day, every single time I go to one of the restrooms in the lobby, I check the lock at least 3 times. I lock it, then I see if it's unlocked, then I lock it again, and I see if it's unlocked. I have to do it 3 times because I'm still traumatized by that moment of Matt going, whoa! Exactly.
Then I just laugh for days.
Oh,
whoa!
Really?
Wow. You don't see anything in a woman.
Thank you.
Whoa! You could have been like, "Oh, excuse me, ma'am." You said, whoa!
Oh, like I'm sorry, like, "Oh, hey, sorry." I mean, no, it was whoa.
And this, you hear me laughing through the bathroom walls, and then I came out and told it on the air right away.
That's the story he would tell at the funeral, only he wouldn't remember it, and he would have me walking in on him and going, whoa, no, you may not speak at my funeral.
And I better start working on my stories.
Don't worry about it. Nobody's asking you.
They'll ask me. That'll be a great story. That is, I'll drop that one on, and I'll, like, pick up the casket lid, recreate it.
She's wearing panties this time, everybody. Yep,
they're not at her ankles. I am wrong.
Yes. Glad you know.
Well, we'll save our swingers for our next podcast. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy. Rate, please. Definitely share, except for with Eric's dead friend, this podcast.
Gosh.
And
stop it.
Don't. What did I do that time? I was wrong. I said, don't share it with him because he might be upset or something. I'm trying to help it here.
No, you're
so
not helping.
And
you don't help.
And all that stuff, please.
You are incapable of helping.
New Mix 107.9 is... why am I saying it's a podcast? I don't say that. Okay, whatever. Talk to you soon.
Bye.